Question 1. You will hear a woman talking about global warming.
Global warming temperatures will continue to rise to dangerous levels without any intervention. In the coming years, major reductions in carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions can make a big difference. That is why we, the younger generation, have a significant responsibility in caring for the planet and preserving the beauty of nature.
Question 2. You will hear a man talking about being outdoors.
Spending time outdoors isn't just enjoyable, it's also necessary. I feel happier, more focused, and less anxious because I'm always moving around. No matter what I'm doing, whether I'm out in a field or just in my backyard, there's usually more physical activity involved than just sitting on a couch. Exercise is not only good for my body, it also helps me concentrate better.
Question 3. You will hear a woman talking about overcoming smartphone addiction.
I spend an average of 9 hours a day on media. I'm addicted to my smartphone and it's damaging my mental health. However, nature helps me overcome this addiction. Being in nature restores the mental energy that's been drained by technology. In fact, I've noticed that even looking at pictures of nature helps me regain that mental energy.
Question 4. You will hear a man talking about ecosystems.
Ecosystems are groups of plants and animals that live in the same area and interact with one another. These interactions form and maintain the environments we see today. However, maintaining balance in an ecosystem isn't easy. The loss of one species often leads to the loss of others. For example, when grey wolves were hunted nearly to extinction, the beaver population eventually dropped significantly too.
Question 5. You will hear a girl talking about species extinction.
Since life began on Earth, species have appeared and gone extinct naturally. Many people believe this is due to natural selection and the idea of survival of the fittest. Some argue that extinction is a normal part of life, so humans shouldn't be too concerned. Species become endangered every day, and so far, it hasn't really affected us. But are humans really not responsible for the extinction of animals?
Question 6. You will hear a woman talking about purchasing environmentally friendly products.
We should encourage our parents and others not to buy products that harm animals and their habitats, such as gas-guzzling vehicles, disposable plastics, and items made from palm oil, which is destroying the last remaining habitat of the orangutan. By doing so, we can help endangered species and give them a better home. It's important to learn more about which choices are better for the environment.
Question 7. You will hear a man talking about endangered species awareness programs.
Governments, non-profits, and international organizations are working together to help grow the populations of endangered species. They're also running awareness campaigns to get more people involved in important conservation work. We can make a difference by learning about and raising awareness of endangered species in our area and across the world. Join now and you'll get to learn about wildlife conservation and gain real field experience.
Question 8. You will hear a girl talking about an environmental program.
Teens going green. Today's teens are more connected, informed, and aware than ever before. Many care deeply about environmental threats and are committed to making a difference. One easy way to start is by turning off the computer when you're done working or browsing the internet. And once that's done, don't forget to switch off the lights behind you.